Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Faratech. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to the roomy and spacious Subaru of Gwinnett Studio and the bright and cheery Subaru of Gwinnett Studio here in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. This is Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm Mike Sammet alongside Stephen Julian. And Stephen,
yes,
so excited because today, our first guest, we're going to be talking about your favorite subject.
Barbecue. Food
in general.
Yes, yes.
But barbecue to be specific.
Always a good show when we talk about food. By the way, you talked about how spacious it was in here. That is because Sonesta now has the extended stay, the ES suites,
yeah,
which are fantastic and roomy. And we are working to try and do a live show from inside the suites.
We are?
I believe so. That was something we got at the chamber. We're gonna work on it, maybe post it on YouTube. In fact, one of the higher ups at Sonesta said we should do a poker game inside there. It was either him or Trey, one of the two.
Where was I during this conversation?
You were over on the other corner doing business.
All right. Well, speaking of business, we got a couple that we want to introduce you to today. Joining us from Dickie's Barbecue Pit, we have Julius Colbert. And from Tip Top Home Inspectors, we have Nathan and Lana Davis here in the studio.
Food.
All right,
food.
We're getting it. My goodness. Julius Colbert with Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Good morning, Julius.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Great. Tell us all about Dickie's Barbecue Pit, where you're located, first of all, but what you guys serve and where we can find you.
And take your time and really describe the food well. Go ahead.
You got it. We are just outside of the Mall of Georgia in on Buford Drive, 3350 Buford Drive, Suite A150 in the beautiful city of Buford, Georgia. Dickie's is the largest barbecue chain in the country. We have just over 600 stores. We believe in slow smoked meats. We've been around since 1941 and our recipe is the same. We marinate our meats for about 48 hours and then we put them in smokers. Hickory smoke, great flavor. One of the things that I warn you, if you come to visit our restaurants, you will find that you will leave smelling like smoke.
But it's a good smoke.
It's a great smoke.
Yeah, yeah. It's the hickory smoke. Yeah.
I'm actually the brand ambassador, so I go to a lot of businesses and letting them know about our catering options. And the instant I walk in, the first thing that everyone says because of the way I smell is, where's the food?
Hey, that's what we said this morning.
And I hadn't even been there this morning yet.
Julius, a lot of people who eat barbecue and maybe those who haven't eaten a lot and maybe you've just heard about it, there's some different styles to
absolutely
it, right? So talk a little bit about what is Dickie's style.
Dickie's style is, again, we are a Texas-based restaurant chain that does Texas-style barbecue.
Since 1941, if I remember correctly.
That's correct.
What he just said.
1941.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was looking at you salivating over there.
Sorry, I am distracting. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So we do feature brisket. Again, the South loves pork butt, and we do a pulled pork that's amazing. Both our brisket and our pork butt, we smoke for 14 hours. So we normally set our smokers at night about 7 o'clock, and in the morning we come in and prepare for our day's serving.
And let me ask maybe a dumb question. Is that not common in the business? Because I know you're in a very competitive business. There are barbecue places all over the place. I got the pleasure of enjoying a meal yesterday, and it was great. It was wonderful. So delicious. What you're doing, is that not the standard?
It is not the standard because, again, one of the beauties of our cooking process, or I should say, again, smoking process, is that we have no ovens. We strictly smoke our meats. There is no ovens in the place whatsoever. Quite a few restaurants actually pre-cook their meat or end the cooking in an oven of something or some sort, but ours is strictly smoked.
And the reason smoking is better is keeps all the flavors in, adds
absolutely,
more flavor.
Absolutely.
Okay. And you mentioned, so I'm going to add one little sidetrack. You mentioned pork butts and you mentioned
the brisket.
The brisket. Yeah. I'm just salivating over here.
You can't concentrate either.
Is there chicken? I mean, what?
Absolutely. We actually offer 7 meats and 14 delicious sides.
There you go.
7 slow smoked meats. All right, again.
Go ahead and list as many as you can. And let's just watch Steven as you do this.
Okay.
Again, we need to be videotaping the show.
Brisket. We offer either slopped, sliced or chopped. Okay. I can say that well, can't I? As well, the pulled pork. We have chicken breast is all we serve that is served sliced. We also have our pulsa kielbasa, and we have a cheddar pulsa kielbasa, and that is the extent of our meats. We do also, again, offer 14 sides. Yeah. Mac and cheese, coleslaw, baked potato, all the traditional, baked barbecue beans is what Dickie's uses. We also have a jalapeno beans that are amazing, but by far and away, our baked potato casserole is my favorite. Yeah. I made Mike eat that yesterday.
You didn't make me. You asked me if I wanted
it. Eat it, Mike.
It was very good.
Baked potato casserole.
Yeah.
So this is the concept of a baked potato.
Well, it's a loaded baked potato, if you will,
yeah.
With the bacon bits and the butter, the sour cream. And then we top it with our cheddar cheese and fresh scallions. It's a great dish.
Mike, I hope you enjoy the rest of the show because I am heading out to 3350 Buford Drive.
You haven't heard the best of it yet.
Oh.
Yeah. And what was that against the wall there? I saw that. I've never seen any ever before in a barbecue place.
Well, one of the things that... we do to bring the kids' love out for our product is we offer free ice cream.
Yeah, a soft serve ice cream
for just
machine.
The kids.
Well, I kind of like you, so I might let you have a little bit. Anybody.
All the
anybody.
Soft anybody? Serve you can eat.
All the soft
a
serve.
Soft serve ice cream machine right there.
Yeah, unfortunately, you can't bring your own bucket, but
How did you know what I was thinking, Julius?
Now, the success, just having checked out the website yesterday, the success is not only because the food is just so great and delicious, but there's for franchise owners, there's several revenues of models of revenue. And one of them that we want to talk about is the catering.
Yes.
Wait. Dickies can be brought here to the studio?
Yes.
Let's let Julius explain.
Yeah, well, actually, we have...
We're negotiating that with Julius right now as we speak.
Go ahead.
We have many catering packages that we offer, and yes, we do deliver all of our catering packages. We will deliver anywhere in the Metro Atlanta area from our two locations, and actually, there are about 12 locations in the Atlanta metro area for Dickies. The two that we are actually affiliated with is both Flowery Branch and the Buford store, or Mall of Georgia store. But catering is our forte. We really emphasize, hence my title, the brand ambassador, for the purpose of catering. And we do a terrific job. We're always on time. Our food is delivered hot and delicious. And again, because it's awesomely slow smoked meat, I promise an enjoyment.
So if you're a business owner and you're having an office party, if you're entertaining guests, if you're doing something personally, we're doing this show the week before the Super Bowl. I believe you guys have a Super Bowl package and there are other packages throughout the year for families. And I mean,
and what have you? Yes. What we're featuring, this week is our tailgate party pack, which is, an incredible meal. And right now, if you pre-order before or Saturday before the Super Bowl, we're actually giving away a free rack of ribs with that tailgate party pack. And that in itself is a $25 value.
And quick shout out, you guys obviously do catering, but obviously you also use another friend of Business Radio X, choicesdu.com.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you want a delivery, you can go to choicesdu.com, punch in your address. And if you're in our, in the circumference that we are in, which is an 8-mile radius from our restaurant, love Choices it. To You will come in and pick it up. But if we're more than that, all you got to do is call Choices there to You direct. And they will come and get your food and bring it to you.
Help take care of the caterer. I like it.
Yep. Catering as well.
So, of course, great food. So if you're in the area, again, they got the Flowery Branch location, the Mall of Georgia location for Dickie's Barbecue Pit. And we're talking with Julius Colbert, the brand ambassador for Dickie's here on Gwinnett Business Radio. You also have the catering that's out there for all the business leaders and executives Absolutely. That are listening to the show right Absolutely. Now. Let's go back to the food because that's Stephen's favorite part. And I got to admit, it's my favorite part as well.
Who is it that's their favorite part? I mean, give me somebody that wouldn't be their favorite part, Mike.
Those models that are stick skinny.
Gosh, should they eat anything?
It's like eat a pizza once in a while. That, my God,
they still like. I bet most of them would love Dickie's barbecue.
Your favorite meal?
My favorite meal is the brisket, without question. I am a sliced brisket guy, even though they say that there's more moisture in the chopped. I am definitely a brisket guy.
On a sandwich or
No. Just, with my bacon.
So you don't want the bread. That you stay away from the bread part.
Right.
Although they have this Texas toast that was to die for.
Yeah,
we treated Mike quite well.
I noticed Mike didn't call me before he came to this. He wanted to make sure you had a profitable day. So go ahead.
You know what? Not a problem. We can afford to feed you when you decide to come and see us again.
All right, keep going. Yeah. Your favorite meal.
You might want to rethink what you just said, but go ahead.
I think we'll be okay with that.
Okay.
One of the things that I love, you know, I'm a Westerner boy, and we always did great sauces. And Dickie's has a great barbecue sauce. Our original is amazing, but we also offer our spicy and our sweet. I personally like to take the sweet and the spicy and mix them and put a little bit on that brisket.
Yeah, I noticed you actually have a little station there where you pick your own sauce.
You pick your own sauce, yes.
And you put it on. That's very good. Well, before we let you go, because I know you've got a couple of catering jobs you've got to run to this morning.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So before, again, go ahead and give the exact locations for the restaurants and the website if people want to find out more information.
Okay, absolutely. Again, we have one right on Oakwood at Flowery Branch, in Flowery Branch, the Oakwood exit of the 985. And then, of course, the location that I'm actually in is the Buford Branch right across the street from the Mall of Georgia, which is 3350. Suite A, Buford Drive.
You can find them on Facebook at Dickie's Mall of Georgia.
Okay. Absolutely. And it's Dickie's, D-I-C-K-E-Y-S. So you got the E in there. Yes. So make sure people are looking it up or Googling it.
Yeah. We're not the pants.
No.
And he did so good on his interview. I think he got a text or a call that he's got another catering order. So I think he has to leave the show a little early.
Yeah, it is another one.
Well, Julius, we appreciate you joining us this morning and continued success with Dickie's Barbecue Pit. And I'm sure you'll see Stephen sooner rather than later at your Buford location.
And multiple times.
Stephen, I've got a plate waiting for you whenever you decide to
come. I will take you up on that offer, sir.
Absolutely.
You'll be there probably this afternoon.
Slow and smoking. Please come and see us.
I like it.
Julius Colbert with Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Thanks again.
You betcha. Thank you, guys.
Mike, before we get to our next guest, that, by the way, that noise was me dropping my microphone because I am leaving. But before I leave, I wanted to give a shout out and love to our wonderful studio partner. The Gwinnett Business Radio does broadcast live every week from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. And love is what makes a Subaru. Love is also what makes wonderful barbecue. But anyway, I'm getting distracted. Get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Maybe you're already a Subaruist, and follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. See you later, Mike.
No, we got some great guests you got to stick around for.
Oh, actually, I got to stick around for these guests because I invited them on the show.
You did.
Would be very rude for me to run out.
In fact, I will give you the honor of introducing your friends.
Fantastic. Well, we are joined, and in all seriousness, I will go to Dickie's, but before I do that, I do want to introduce everybody to Nathan and Lana Davis from Tip Top Home Inspectors. Nathan and Lana, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Now, it says home inspectors in your business name, so I have a feeling you do home inspections. But for those people who aren't 100% sure of exactly what that means, tell everybody what you do as a home inspector.
Okay. So home inspectors usually, they're usually hired by the client, obviously, when they're getting ready to buy a home. In a lot of cases, they're referred by their realtor. And anyway, we go in and we inspect the structure, the electrical, the plumbing, just those common big items like that. We go inside crawl spaces, go up into attics, just everything that, you know, you would do to build a home. We look at that stuff. Obviously, we can't tear down sheetrock and look inside the wall, but which would be bad.
Well, but we have special tools to
check
something behind the wall.
Well, and you said it's most people who are buying a new home, and you said that it sounds like a lot of times it's the realtor who's suggesting that they use a particular home inspector. Is there, if I'm buying a home, is there a couple of things I should be looking for to make sure either that I find my own good home inspector or that the realtor has found a good home inspector, other than just going, well, I just want to use Nathan at Tip Top Home Inspector?
Oh, absolutely. One of the things when we first got in the home inspection business, which I thought was really, really strange here in Georgia, is that home inspectors are not required to be licensed here. And that really blew me away.
Is that still the case today?
That's still the case.
So I'm thinking that's maybe the first question you ask.
That's exactly right.
Are you certified?
Certified, yes.
Certified.
Anyway, so what we do, we proceed as if we do have to be licensed, as if we're a real estate agent. You have to have a certain number of hours. In fact, the association we're part of requires that to stay in good standing. So the first thing a homeowner, a prospective homeowner would ask is, number one, are you certified? If so, which organization are you certified with? Also, are you insured, fully insured? And that's errors and omissions and general liability. So those are definitely the two main things. And then ask them if they've got a business license and ask them for their certificate of insurance. So those are the main things.
So, and let me break this down a little bit, because those are great questions. But as you were saying them, so let's take the first one. Are you certified? And the guy says, yes. Okay. Certified. Yeah, I'm certified by Bob Johnson, and he's certified. I mean, so what are the organizations, and just kind of give people a little more information, so when they ask that question, they know what answers they should be listening for.
Sure. So there's two main organizations in the United States. There's ASHI, which is the American Society of Home Inspectors, and there's InterNACHI, which is the International Association of Certified Home Inspectors. Those are the two main ones. So you definitely need to ask if they're a member, not only a member and certified, but if they're in good standing.
Okay.
And you can actually go to their websites and actually see if that person is telling
Fantastic.
The truth or not.
Fantastic.
I don't think we want to gloss over the importance of getting a home inspection, because some people might say, I want to save a few hundred dollars here or there and not get the home inspection. But explain why it's important to get that done, because you will find things that say, hey, this needs to be fixed before we buy the house. I mean, talk about the importance of what you do.
Sure. So a lot of times people go buy houses. Some of them don't get home inspections, which is really crazy.
And you're thinking a new home, why would I have to get inspected? It's brand new. Everything should be fine.
So, and I'll give, since you brought up new homes, I'll give you an example of one that we actually just did last week. It's a brand new home. They're fixing the clothes on it. It's pretty much finished. So we go up there and we find three major things that are wrong with the house. The first thing is one of the water spigots in the back just will not work. It won't come on. So they would have to dig up the line to fix that. So I don't know if the line got broke or what, but they'll have to dig that up. The second major thing was where the roof line met part of the house, the second story of a house. There was absolutely no flashing. So when it rains, water is going to go directly between the roof shingles and the siding on the house, directly inside the house. So I don't know how they missed that. The builders missed it, and I don't know why they didn't, but you can actually see the decking between where the shingles are at. It just goes right in the house. And then the third thing, which was really an important finding we found, is that the ground was extremely mushy. And I'm saying when you step on it, it's like literally you're sinking down in there. And so what we recommended was to put a French drain in, and they're currently right now in negotiations with the builder to do that. And that's a brand new house.
And let's make sure, because my mom bought a house a couple of years ago, a resale. We're not just talking new homes. You want inspection for any home you buy.
Well, so if that's the story of a new home, there's got to be those stories and many more of an existing home, a home that's been around 10, 20, 30 years that's being resold.
Sure, sure. And it really depends on how well the homeowner keeps the maintenance up on the house. That's really important.
And in these scenarios, you are certainly not saying, oh, this builder was trying to scam them, or these people are unethical. Or, I mean, it's the job is you're going back behind somebody. You're an impartial third party who knows what to look for. and you're trying to find what are the, are there any red flags that would eventually cost the homeowner either sooner or later a lot of money that we can fix now?
Yeah, and that's exactly right. I mean, you hit on what's really important. People, the average home inspection costs about $400. And we have found that every time we do a home inspection, we're saving them literally thousands, whether it's in a negotiation, back and forth to the builder, but even just possible damage in the future that could occur. I mean, it's really unbelievable. So I just don't understand why some people say no to a home inspection.
And I'm thinking, Nathan, too, when you're working with a home inspector, it's not like someone who's coming in, a contractor or a roofer or whatever the case may be, where they're looking for issues because the more they find that's wrong, the more money they make. You make X amount of dollars, whether you find one thing wrong or 20 things wrong. So you really are not, you have no other agenda, if you will.
That's correct. We make one fee and that was what's quoted over the phone and that's it.
Now, and I don't know, Lana, maybe you want to take this question, but I understand you guys have, Tip Top Home Inspectors has a little bit of a guarantee that goes with your work. Why don't you talk about that?
Yes, it's a buyback guarantee program. We partnered with Internace, like Nathan was already saying, it's one of the biggest home inspector association in the United States. So they are so sure in our quality to perform the inspection that they partnered with us and they stand behind us to allow us to give this buyback guarantee to our customers. What it means is that we did perform inspection, and if the buyer, after he got the house, somehow found something that was missed, that is in standards of practice, the Internace will buy house back for the full price. So this gives peace of mind both to realtors, to home buyers, and it also shows how sure we are in the quality of our inspection.
Absolutely, because they don't want to buy houses. They're not in the business
to
buy houses.
But they want to be in control of when they buy houses. So you do the work so well that if you miss something, the person can sell their house back to the association.
Correct. I mean, there is a little bit of fine print, but it's little compared to most programs, and it's very in simple terms and language.
I was going to say, Nathan, you've inspected houses for a long time.
That's correct.
You have your own business since September.
Correct.
But you've been in the inspection business and real estate business and that genre for quite some time. You jumped into a very competitive field because there's a lot of home inspectors out there. So what is it that maybe makes you rare or unique or something, some service that you offer that maybe you might not find with the other guy on the other corner?
Sure. Well, we approach the industry quite a bit different than most home inspection companies. And there's a reason for that, because I've been a licensed agent for 15 years. So I've actually dealt with home inspectors in the past. And so multiple times whenever I would deal with home inspectors, basically they would do the report, hand me the report, and let me and the client figure it out. Okay. So to me, that's, you know, we're a Tip Top Home Inspectors. We really, really partner with the agents and the client. And we want to, even with the client, we want to establish long-term relationships. Really do. We offer, and one of the ways we do that, we offer post-inspection consultations. We can't obviously force it on somebody. But if someone can't get to the inspection while we're there, we really, really impress it upon them and the realtor to do a post-inspection consultation. We want them to be extremely comfortable with our findings. And we also don't want to, you know, they hire us to find every little tiny thing in the house, okay? And we need to explain that to the client that, hey, these are just minor things that, you know, these are not deal breakers, okay? Now, if there's something structural, then okay.
Because once you give the report, it's then up to the realtor or more to the point, the homeowner, whether they want to get that fixed or negotiate something or with that, or they could just say, you know what, I can live with that.
Correct. Correct.
By the way, we have a super software that helps real estate agents to see, to look over the report and
create addendums very easily. Mm-hmm. So
so you're really working closely with real estate agents as well.
Yes,
well, and
yes.
I think
we're
also
trying to make it as convenient as possible for both real estate agent and for the home buyer.
Yeah.
Because to buy a home, honestly, it's really stressful by itself already. When you get the report with all kind of these things that showed that not good, wrong, or whatever, it's even more stressful. So we're trying as much as possible to build relationships, to make people feel comfortable and really explain them.
Well, and I think, Nathan, going back to it, so the post-inspection consultation, I think is huge, because going back to your days as an agent, I'm sure part of that experience was you get a report, you can't make heads or tails of it. What does this mean? What does that mean?
I was left holding the bag,
yeah, so,
basically. So and we're not going
to
do that.
So to be walked through each
correct
item, and at times to express your opinion of saying, these are minor things, you can, you know, but, and one of the things they're paying you for is you're the person at some point to go, this is a huge issue that mm-hmm. if you don't get dealt with, you're going to be, you might be sorry you own this house.
Yeah. But we also want to make sure that realtors, you know, we don't want to, you know, destroy a deal because right. of all these little minor items. So we think it's important that we explain that to them. And we also actually have bought an insurance rider on an insurance policy that protects agents that refer people to us. And then in addition to that, we provide free training. See, I'm actually an approved instructor with the Georgia Real Estate Commission. So we actually provide free CEUs for real estate agents, either online or live classroom.
What's a CEU?
Continuing education credit.
Again, Mike, I love it. We got a streak going. If people say they think we're so smart that yeah. we know all their acronyms. So, an agent, that's a value add.
Oh yeah. And it's at no cost, you know, and plus I enjoy teaching. I enjoy teaching, and it's just, that was always part of our business plan.
You've already listed several things that differentiate you from other home inspectors out there, but also I see where your slogan is, we find what others miss. What is maybe one of the more common things that you find that maybe another home inspector might not catch that you know to look for?
Well,
I saw a big grin right there. He's like, well, oh,
you know, there's a reason why we picked that.
Wait till I tell you this.
There's a reason that we picked that slogan. It's because I am very type A personality. So I'm very detailed, very conscientious of what we do. And I'm very thorough. You know, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but anybody who really knows me knows how absolutely thorough I am. So it's, you know, we find what others miss. That's exactly what it means. We've been on several reinspections. And as soon as, I'll give you an example. One of the most common things that I don't know how they're missed are vented bath fans into the attic. And why that's so important is because what is the bath fan for? It's to pull moisture out of the bathroom and out of the house so you won't create a mold problem, correct? Well, if you're venting that directly into the attic and not outside, what do you think's going to happen? Yeah.
Wait a minute. Give me a second. Yeah. I think I might be able to come up with, you create mold and moisture.
Correct. And it could be actually so bad you can rot the decking on the roof. I mean, I've been in so many houses where I do not know how these other inspectors have missed this because it's just simple.
And are there scenarios where you've come after another inspector?
Yes. Absolutely. I had, we had one, I guess a couple months ago. They had just closed on their house a month before and they wanted us to come back and reinspect. And we came back, we found multiple things. But as soon as I walked into the attic, I looked to the left 6 feet away and there's a vented plumbing pipe that's just venting all that sewer gas right into the attic.
That brings up,
I don't know how you got,
brings up a question I have, because I would, you know, I want to close on a house. So I hire you to do the home inspection. You find these things that probably, you know, need to be fixed. So I said, and so the builder says, okay, I'll get these work done. Do I need to hire you again then to come back to make sure they're done? Or how does that work?
We do offer that service. Okay. I'm glad you mentioned that. Not many people do that, but we do offer it. And it's a really cheap service, you know, $100, and we come out and make sure they do the
job
correctly.
Okay, so it's not the full thing. You just, yeah. You're just going to look at the list you've already given us and just kind of make sure
exactly.
it's done.
That's exactly right.
Well, that's logical. You've mm-hmm. done the whole thorough before, sure. So all you're doing is following up on the things that the builder said they were going
to
do.
That's good to know. I would have never thought about that mm-hmm. until you know, your previous answer made me think about that.
I love it when we learn things on the show.
I know. Good advice.
Smoked butts and reinspections.
What a show.
What a great show.
Before we let you go, the most important question. Well, a couple questions. First of all, you want to have relationships with real estate agents and, of course, people that are looking to buy new or used pre-owned homes. For those that want to find out more about your services, learn more about you, where can they find more about Tip Top Home Inspectors?
They can go to our website. It's really easy to learn. It's tiptophigh.com. Tip Top High, it's H-I for, it's basically short for home inspection. So it's real simple. It's got our service areas, not all the services that we offer on there, but it's real simple to go to. And we're always open for business 24 hours.
You're based in Suwannee and your service area is where?
Mm-hmm. And also for those who like to use Facebook, we have a Facebook page where we post all kind of tips on home maintenance and news about what's new in the industry. So you can check us out on facebook.com, tip top high.
You want me to talk about the service area real quick?
Sure.
So our service areas, is primarily in the northeast portion of Atlanta, but we do hit some portions of the city. And you can go to our website and go to service areas, and we have it the county's color-coded. So the actually full counties that we actually service are Gwinnett, Hall, and Barrow, and we partially service the ones around there. But you can scroll down and see the up underneath each county, the municipalities.
Great stuff. Nathan, Lana, thank you so much for joining us this morning and sharing the great work you guys do at Tip Top Home Inspections, and continued success.
Thank you very much. We appreciate y'all having us.
Again,
thank
Mike.
You.
Mike, I love it when we learn things. So we learned the three most important questions are to ask about a home inspection. Are they certified? Are they fully insured? And how good is their smoke butts? Wait. I got two out of three.
No, that was Dickie's barbecue.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I learned those from those two things. So before we wrap up the show,
you're,
Mike.
You're still thinking about the brisket.
I am.
Yeah.
I am. Brisket and smoked butts. I mean, again, I'm in. So, and baked potato. I'm sorry. Man, getting distracted. I have a question for you, Mike. Do you like Yacht Rock Review?
I love them.
Absolutely. And if anybody listening doesn't know Yacht Rock Review, then they need to find out about Yacht Rock Review. I'm saying that three times fast. Come see them at 7 p.m. on March 3rd at Sugarloaf Country Club in Duluth at the second annual Pigs and Pearls Party. The event is put on by the WES Leukemia Research Foundation to raise funds for leukemia research. Enjoy a delicious barbecue dinner. See, I saw the word barbecue and I got distracted.
You cannot get
the- again. Enjoy a delicious barbecue dinner.
This is a common theme, by the way, on the show.
Usually Mike, but when you talk about barbecue, it's a theme for me. Premium open bar and dance the night away with Yacht Rock Review, all for a great cause.
Yep.
Get your early bird tickets at WESFoundation.org.
All right, Steven. Well done. We appreciate it. Again, I want to thank our guest, Julius Colbert with Dickie's Barbecue Pit, and Lana and Nathan Davis with Tip Top Home Inspectors. A reminder, you can go to businessradiox.com, select the Gwinnett Studio, select the show, and you can listen to the show anytime you want, 24/7. So if you're having trouble sleeping at 2 o'clock in the morning, you can listen to the show. And
are you suggesting that we put people to sleep?
We will put you right back to sleep, yes. Or you can listen to any of our other episodes. We're also, just like Lana said, we're all over social media. We have a Facebook page and Twitter and all that good stuff. We are on iTunes. So subscribe there as well.
And YouTube.
And we have a YouTube channel for several of our shows are videotaped.
And we need to get some more videotaped in the future.
We'll do that.
Absolutely.
So they can see us and see you drool when we talk about food.
Isn't that, if that doesn't get us going viral, I don't know what will. But we'll think of something.
All right. Great job. Thank you, Stephen. For Stephen, for our producer, Trey, I'm Mike. And we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!